Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Last week we started the series of classes about Islam and depression, and last week we learned that depression actually is a whole body illness, and it involves changes in the thinking, changes in the feelings, changes in the behavior, and changes in the physical well-being. And we learned that there is a difference between depression and sadness. We learned that sadness is a normal feeling. Most of the people, they live that feeling. And we learned about the prophets whom they have actually the big doses of sadness in their life, but out of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hope of his mercy, they handle that feeling of sadness, and they keep on doing their actually calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and living their life in the best shape of hope and tranquility. But regarding depression, we learned that depression is different, and we learned how depression has a major effect on the spirit and the body. And actually let us remember some of the symptoms of depression which we mentioned last week. Actually we mentioned that the depressed person is having the symptoms which these following symptoms, which include persistent sadness, feeling of hopelessness, and feeling of guilt, feeling of irritability and restlessness, fatigue and decreased energy, difficulty concentrating, remembering details and making decisions, insomnia, early morning wakefulness, excessive sleeping, overeating or appetite loss, restlessness, persistent pains, headaches, cramps or digestive problems. And today inshallah we will continue to learn about what are the causes of depression, so that inshallah when we will learn the causes of depression, we will learn how Islam handle depression. Actually, regarding the causes of depression, we must know that there is no single known cause of depression. Actually, depression results from a combination of genetic, environmental, and psychological factors. Researchers indicate that depressive illnesses are disorders of the brain. The brain, the MRI, which is the brain imaging technology, actually has shown that the brain of the people who have depression look different from those whom they don't have depression. The part of the brain which is responsible for regulating the mood, thinking, sleep, appetite, and behavior appear to function abnormally. In addition, important chemicals that the brain cells use to communicate appear to be out of the balance. Some types of depression run in families, suggesting a genetic link. However, depression can occur in people without family history of depression. Also, trauma, loved ones, difficult relationship, or any stressful situation may trigger a depressive episode. Let us now learn about how people are different in the experience of depression. How do women experience depression? We must know that depression is more common among women than among men. biological, life cycle, hormonal, and psychological factors unique to women may be linked to women's higher depression rate. Researchers have shown that hormones directly affect brain chemistry that control emotions and mood. For example, women are vulnerable to depression after giving birth when their hormones and psychological changes are high. Actually, with the new responsibility of caring for a newborn, this can be overwhelming. Many new mothers experience a brief episode of baby blues, but some will develop postpartum depression, a much more serious condition that requires the emotional support for the mother. Some women may also be susceptible to severe form of premenstrual syndrome, which is actually the condition which is resulting from the hormonal changes that typically occur around the ovulation and before the menstruation begins. Also, during the transition into menopause, some women experience an increase for depression. It is the cyclic rise and of estrogen and other hormones that can affect the brain chemistry and is associated with depressive illness in the women. Also, many women face additional stress of work, home responsibility, caring for children, old parents, abuse, poverty, and relationship strains. It remains actually unclear why some women faced with challenges develop depressions while others with similar challenges don't not. But basically, depression is more common among women than among men. Let us now know about men. How do men experience depression? Men experience depression differently than women, and they may have different ways of coping with the symptoms. Men are more likely to acknowledge having fatigue, irritability, loss of interest in one's pleasurable activities, also sleep disturbances, whereas women are more likely to admit to feeling of sadness and excessive guilt. Men are more likely than women to turn to alcohol or drugs when they are depressed or become frustrated, irritable, angry, and sometimes abusive. Some men throw themselves into their work to avoid talking about their depression with family or friends. And even though more women attempt suicide, many more men die by suicide in the United States. Let us continue about the scientist's point of view regarding depression, and then, inshallah, we will look around to be sure that what we mention is correct. So the next question is, how do older adults experience depression? We must know that depression is not a normal part of aging. Studies show that most seniors feel satisfied with their lives despite increased physical weaknesses. However, when older adults do have depression, it may be overlooked because seniors may show different, less clear symptoms. Also, older adults may have more medical conditions such as heart disease, stroke, or cancer, which may cause depressive symptoms. Or they may be taking medication with side effects that contribute to depression. Some older adults may have vascular depression. Vascular depression may result when blood vessels become less flexible and blood vessels actually harden over time, becoming constricted. Such hardening of vessels prevent normal blood flow to the body organs, including the brains. Those with vascular depression may have or be at risk of having a stroke. Although many people assume that the highest rates of suicide are among the young, old, but in reality, older white males aging 85 and older, they have the highest suicide rate. Many have a depressive illness that their doctors may not detect, despite the fact that these suicide victims often visit their doctors within 1 month of their death. The majority of the older adults with depression improve when they receive treatment, psychotherapy, or combination. Research has shown that psychotherapy be effective for the old people. Next question is, how do children and adolescents experience depression? Scientists and doctors have begun to take it serious regarding the risk of depression in children. Research has shown that childhood depression often persists and it continues into adulthood, especially if it goes for a long time. The presence of childhood depression tends to be a predictor of more severe illness in the adulthood. A child with depression may pretend to be sick, refuse to go to school, cling to a parent, or worry that a parent may die. Older children may get into trouble at school, be negative and irritable, feel misunderstood. Because these signs may be viewed as normal mood swings typical of children as they move through developmental stages, it may be difficult to diagnose a young person with depression. Before puberty, boys and girls are equally likely to develop depression disorders. By age 15, however, girls are twice as likely as boys to have depression. Depression in adolescence comes at a time of great personal change when boys and girls are forming an identity distinct from their parents, grappling with their issues and making decisions for the first time in their lives. Depression in adolescence frequently co-occurs with other disorders such as anxiety, eating disorders, or abuse. What we learned now was related to scientists' points of view regarding depression in America. But now we will try to discuss the causes of depression on a more great scale, and we will try to learn about depression. Number one, the social causes of depression. The number one social causes of depression is the family problems. For example, the marital problems, problem between the husband and the wife, parent-child relationship, a problem between a parent and a child, depression of parents affecting their children. If the one of the parents is having depression, this may affect the children. Lack of affection, attachment, acceptance, and bond within the family. When marriage is not working, it often turns to a stressor, which leads to depression and substance abuse. Actually, depression of one spouse usually affects the other and the marriage. Even if the depressed spouse recovers, he or she is likely to relapse due to unsatisfying marriage. Marital discord often leads to depression and vice versa. So actually, if we try to look around us, we will notice that it is the failure of the marriage which is the most important cause that can lead to the feeling of depression, the feeling of hopelessness, or very loneliness, or the feeling of guilt, or the feeling of loss of interest, the feeling of inability to concentrate, inability to take decisions. Marriage is supposed to be the source of affection and mercy. So failure of marriage means lack of affection, lack of attachment. And actually this kind of feeling is very stressful to the spirit. And when the spirit is stressed, it can lose the ability to communicate with the people around, and this can be a way to the feeling of the depression. So we must be sure that the most important social cause of depression is the marital problem. Regarding the social cause of depression, we must know and we must be sure that women actually are having higher tendency to depression in relation to the social causes. When women have to play multiple roles, like a working mom who has to take care of her family, go to work, maybe attending school meetings, all these are sources of stress on the mother, whom she is playing many roles at the same time. Actually, the research suggested that women are more likely to get overwhelmed by stressful events than men. Single mothers are three times more prone to depression than married mothers. Relative lack of power and discrimination in the workplace, financial stress of low-paid jobs, lack of social support network, especially for single mothers, biological factors like menstrual cycle, pregnancy, childbirth, and menopause, they all contribute to the increased risk of depression in the woman. Other than social for depression, there are the medical reasons for depression. Research suggested that stroke, heart attack, cancer, hormonal disorders can cause depression in a person by causing chemical imbalance in the person's brain. Practically, in our world and in our daily life, if we look around and we notice that the most important character of the human being nowadays is selfishness. Everyone is caring for himself or herself. Everyone doesn't care for what is going around. This causes the feeling of that I am very lonely, no one is caring for me. If any problem happens to me, I will not find anyone to support me. The feeling of lack of support, the feeling of lack of love, lack of action, lack of mercy, lack of belonging. All these kinds of feeling are very common nowadays, and they are the basic for the feelings of depression. If most of the people are suffering from these feelings in every day, and then they have some events in their life, for example, a divorce, for example, loss of a child, for example, one of the children have a drug addiction, for example, big accident, for example, the parents or one of the children, they have cancer, whatever. If there is a stress factor which is happening with the basic feeling of being lonely, being unhappy, being not connected, being separated, all these feelings with the events of life are actually making everyone of the human being susceptible to the feeling of depression. And actually, because of that, there are very important basic truths which every one of us Muslim must know it, so that inshallah we can inshallah learn how the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the oneness of Allah, the belief in Allah's decree can save the Muslim inshallah from all these problems related to depression. The first basic fact is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah will never place a burden on a soul that it can't bear. This shows that human being can bear many burdens, and actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the ability to tolerate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for them. Let every one of us ask herself that question. How many times in your life you felt that you can't take it anymore, but you live through it? How many humans go through great difficulties in life, but live through it? Actually, every one of us is under the impression that there are problems which I will not be able to tolerate. If I don't pass in the exam, I will not be able to live. If I don't marry so and so, my life will be a hell. If I don't get this job, I will be the most sad person in life. If I don't travel to that place, I will be sad day and night. All the time we are under the impression that I will not be able to have that burden. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always teach us that He will never place a burden on a soul that it can't tolerate. The meaning is that whatever Allah decreed for us is what we can tolerate, because Allah knows the limits of every one of us, and Allah will never make us to put a burden on us which we can't tolerate. We must always be clear regarding that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The believing in that rule of the Quran will make us always sure that whatever we are exposed in our life is within our limitation, is what we can tolerate, and inshallah we are always in a good shape, and nothing will be more than what we can tolerate. Number two, we must remember the Quranic rule, which is after every hardship is ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Verily, with every hardship there is an ease. Verily, with every hardship there is an ease. We must believe that life is one task after another, one issue after another, one difficulty after another. However, it is important to know that while life is a test, there is ease after hardship. There is ease after the hardship of the day. There is the ease of retirement after the hardship of the career. And everything has a high and a low. What goes up must come down. Likewise, tough times only mean the times of ease are near. The Quran teaches us the morning light after the stillness of darkness. When it's dark, everything seems still, as if it will never go away. The fact is, nothing remains forever. Nothing remains the same. So after every time of difficulty, there is ease. We must always live this feeling in our daily life. Sisters, the teachings of the Quran are not only for memorization. The teachings of the Quran are the cure and the healing for the difficulties of the worldly life. We must believe in reality from the depths of our heart that with every hardship there is ease, and after every hardship it is ease. It is all with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ease with the hardship. We believers must all the time try to look around during the time of hardship so that we can find the ease. It is the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there at the time of hardship. We believers must try to live the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the time of hardship, because through living the mercy and the ease during the time of hardship, we will protect ourselves from the major bad effects of the hardships. Hardships always affect the spirit with the feeling of despair, but we believers try to concentrate on the ease, not on the hardship, on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not on the difficulties. If we try to concentrate on the hope that the ease is there at the time of hardship, the ease will be there after the hardship. If we have our spirits to live the hope in the ease which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it always around for us, we will escape the great destructing effects of the hardship on our spirits, and we will get out of every hardship with a healthy spirit. The next rule, basic rule, which you must remember is that suffering purifies our spirits. When we go through difficult time, when we have financial loss, when we lose a loved one, when we are struck by bad time, it brings out the real feeling and belief of the reality of the worldly life. We will begin to ask very important questions. Why we are here? What is the purpose of life? Why me? What happened to all my plans and dreams? We will learn the reality of the worldly life. We will know the fact that the ends of the worldly life are deceiving enjoyments, and actually that life is a test. During the test, we will have a lot of losses, but if we accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we have the acceptance for all what comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will save our life from the destruction which can happen through the difficult times. And also we will grow as humans, and actually we will realize that it is not the events which place that causes happiness or depression, but it is our inner reflection of our situation that determines our spirituality and our emotional maturity. We must mature regarding our concepts of the worldly life. If we in reality believe that worldly life is just deceiving enjoyment, accordingly losses will not cause a lot of destruction in our spirits, because losses are expected in the worldly life, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran. The fourth rule which we must know, and the basic truth which we must know, is that you are not in control, but you can choose what you want to do. Actually, we must know that depression happens because of the feeling of helplessness, a feeling that we are not in control. You should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller of all the affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who decreed for us all what we are living in. So we must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. We are Muslims, we are taught that by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we restore ourselves like a dying plant becomes green with water. As an experiment, try to have a relation with Allah wa ta'ala, saying to Allah, admiration belongs to you, O Allah. If good comes to me, it is from you. And if some troubles come to me, it is from you. I submit to you, and I obey you, and I only believe in you. Say this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and try to feel the tranquility and the peace and the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This kind of link will make you always feeling the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you are not in control, but you can be in connection with the one who is in control, calling on him, praying to him, getting his help all the time, because he is the most merciful. The next basic truth which we must learn is that 3 days, the past is gone forever. The present is all what you have, and the future, leave it for when it comes. Life in this world is short. Our time for this life is running out. One of the great scholars of Islam said, there is only one day separating me and the kings. As for yesterday, their taste of it has vanished, and both they and I equally fear what tomorrow will bring. Thus, there is only today. What will today bring? So, we must know that the past is gone forever, and the future may not come. So we only live the present day. If you just concentrate on the present day, this will remove a lot of worry and upset from your spirit regarding the past or the future. The next basic rule which we must all know is that everything in this life is in a flux, and most change is spontaneous. Nothing stays the same. The atoms, the bodies in the heavens, the air, the water, nothing stays the same from one moment to the next. Everything is in a flux. This means people in health will soon face illness. People in illness will soon have relief. Those that are happy today will undergo some sadness, and those who are sad will have happiness. Most changes in life are spontaneous. Losing a job, death of a loved one, an accident, terminal illness, they all are spontaneous. This means that your situation will not be the same forever. If you are in control today, there will come time where you will not be able to be in control. The last truth or fact which you must remember is that believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must learn the techniques to be having strong belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything in the heavens and earth. Allah is the owner of everything in the heavens and earth. Allah knows everything in the heavens and earth. Allah controls everything in the heavens and earth. This kind of belief will help you and give you the ability to handle all sorts of difficult situations. It can give you the ability to see the positive in the negative situation. And actually, it is the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will give you all the psychological support that It is out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make you, insha'Allah, to have an outlet from every situation. Always remember the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering us with His blessings day and night, showering us with His mercy day and night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Always tell to yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forsake His care over His creation, and you are His creation. There is a very important truth regarding depression which you must know, is that most of our depression happens due to high unrealistic expectations. Actually, if the student, for example, a student who is not a hard worker, he, in spite of being not a hard worker, he is always expecting himself to be on the top of the class. And when he will not be in the top of the class, he will not be unhappy. This is the meaning of the high unrealistic expectation. We all need to lower our expectation. If you lower your expectation to be realistic, you will minimize the risk of going into depression. If you can minimize your expectations from others also, then you can really put yourself down. And actually, I'm sorry, if you can minimize your expect others, then you can put yourself in a position of strength. And if you put yourself in the position of strength, you will always be away from losing your self-esteem or feeling low and going into depression. All the time, minimize your expectation from the others. All the time, don't be under the impression that that person will do for me so and so. If he will not do it for you, you will be very upset and you may get depression. That girl, she is, for example, in love with me. But if you, this is your expectation. But when you discover that she's not interested, you will be having depression. You know, this is the problem of the high expectations from the people. When always these are unrealistic expectations, always try to lower the expectation from the people so that you will protect yourself from the destructive effects of this high expectation from the people. Actually, these are some of the basic facts which must be clear to every Muslim and every believer. Because when these facts are clear, the facts related to the belief in Allah, believe in the mercy of Allah, Allah will never put on you a burden which you can't tolerate. There is always an ease with every hardship, and there is always an ease after every hardship. The belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always make for the believer an outlet from every hardship. The belief that this life, worldly life, is a deceiving enjoyment which we must have low expectation from it. Also, we must have low expectation from the people. The belief that the past is gone forever and the future may not come, and we must only concentrate on the present. The belief that everything is in flux, and the belief that we are not in control of anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one in control. Oh, the belief in the oneness of Allah, power of Allah, and mercy of Allah. All these kinds of belief will help you all the time to know the truth about the reality of the worldly life, the reality of yourself, the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having these realities clear in your spirit will always protect you from having any signs of depression. Let us now learn about one of the stories that can help us to know the reality of this worldly life, so that inshallah we can save ourselves from the depression. And the name of the story is The Illusion of Reflection. Once there was a king who had presented his daughter, the princess, with a beautiful diamond necklace. The necklace was stolen, and his people in the kingdom searched everywhere, but they couldn't find it. Some said a bird might have stolen it. The king then asked them all to search for it and put a reward of $50,000 for anyone who found it. One day, a clerk was walking home along a river next to an industrial area. This river was completely polluted and smelly. As he was walking, the clerk saw a shimmering in the river, and when he looked, he saw the diamond necklace. He decided to try and catch it so that he could get the $50,000 reward. He put his hand in the dirty river and grabbed at the necklace, but somehow missed it and he didn't catch it. He took his hand out and looked again, and the necklace was still there. He tried again. This time he walked in the river, and he made his pants dirty in the river, and he put his whole hand to catch the necklace. But strangely, he still missed the necklace. He came out and started walking away, feeling depressed. Then again he saw the necklace right there. This time he was determined to get it, no matter what. He decided to plunge into the river, although it was a disgusting thing to do, as the river was polluted and his whole body became dirty. He plunged in, searched everywhere for the necklace, and yet he failed. This time he was really upset. He came out feeling that he couldn't get the necklace. Just then, a wise man who was walking by saw him. He asked him what was the matter. The clerk didn't want to share the secret with the wise man, thinking that the wise man may take the necklace for himself. So he refused to tell him anything. But the wise man could see that man was troubled. And actually, he started to ask him to tell him the problem, and the wise man promised that he would not tell anyone about the story. The clerk, with some courage, decided to put some faith in the wise man. He told him about the necklace and how he tried to catch it, but kept failing. The wise man then told him that perhaps he should try looking upward towards the branches of the tree instead of looking down in the dirty river. The clerk looked up, and true enough, the necklace was hanging on the branch of a tree. He had been trying to capture a reflection of the real necklace all the time. So actually, my dearest sisters, we must realize that material happiness is just like the polluted river, because it is a mere reflection of the true happiness in the worldly life. We can never achieve the happiness we are looking for, no matter how hard, in this worldly life. Instead, we should look upward towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the source of the real happiness. And we must stop chasing after the reflection of this happiness in the material world. Spiritual happiness is the only thing that can satisfy us completely. This is a lesson for everyone who is looking for happiness through the enjoyment of the worldly life. Enjoyments of the worldly life are deceiving ones. They can be the source of happiness for those whom they feel depressed when they can't enjoy the enjoyments of the worldly life. Please wake up. Please know the reality. Please be realistic. Be sure that enjoyments of the worldly life are just deceiving enjoyments. They will never give you the feeling of the real happiness from the depths of your heart. The real happiness is related to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ibrahim, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنِّ الْقُلُوبِ. Really, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hearts can find tranquility and peace. So again and again, let us not play the game wrong. Let us not lose the time of the worldly life searching for the deceiving enjoyments of the worldly life, forgetting completely about the real enjoyment, which is the enjoyment of the belief in the unity of Allah, the enjoyment of the dependence of Allah, having trust in Allah, having all the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us be realistic and let us be true believer, and let us remind ourselves all the time that the mercy is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hope is related to the only power and the only will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all what we are looking for can inshallah happen with the power and with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us save ourselves from the feeling of depression through the belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is who is the source of all the provision on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who to him is all the good and all the blessings. Allah is the source of all the blessings, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always supporting and sustaining and taking care of all the human beings on the earth. InshaAllah, next week we will learn a prayer dua, anxiety and depression, and we will learn the meaning of that dua, and inshaAllah also we will learn about the Islamic treatment for the depression and anxiety. And let us now all make the dua inshaAllah. Let us all call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, I am your slave, the daughter of your slave, the daughter of your female slave. My forelock is in your hand. Your command over me is forever executed, and your decree over me is just. I ask you by every name belonging to you, which you named yourself with, or revealed on your book, or you taught to any of your creature, of you, or you have preserved in the knowledge of the unseen with you, that you make the Quran the life of my heart, the light of my chest, and a departure of my sorrow, and a release of my anxiety. O Allah, I pray to you to accept my supplication. O Allah, you are the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We call on you to shower us with your blessings and to forgive our sins. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.